Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I welcome you to Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the first bilingual show for CSN Podcast, the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, obviously. And tonight, I am very, very excited. My heart is going to-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yes, I get nervous. I always get super fangirl when Wendy Rule or anything about Wendy Rule. And I'm very excited because she is going to be with us tonight. But before Wendy comes into the scene tonight, I want to talk to you about my other two guests that are going to be here tonight, represented each one of them. Wonderful, wonderful institutions. We're going to have, first of all, Jason Winslow from Chicago, and he comes to represent Tribal Stump. Tribal Stump Chicago is a community dedicated to creating connections, collaborations, and performances among dancers, drummers, and musicians who feel drawn to the universal rhythms of the drum. Founded in 2015 by musician, drummer, and producer with Jason Winslow, as an extension of his work with musicians and dancers in the Consciousness Festival scene. Tribal Stump Chicago has provided a space for people to express themselves, strengthen their bonds with each other, raise the energy of spirit, and celebrate life. Hi, Jason. Welcome to Lunatic Mondays. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Laura.
And thank you for coming to the show. And before we go into this conversation, I want to welcome Charlene, better known as Quema la Bruja. And Charlene is representing Ojo de Fortuna tonight. Ojo de Fortuna says, we are a collective of women and femme witches and artists of color that have created a community art gallery, botanica, and boutique space in the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago. Our gallery space functions as a home for the nourishment of the creative arts and preservation of botanica culture. Our boutique space offers accessible art handmade by Chicago artists and products meant to highlight our culture, heritage, and spirituality. Ojo de Fortuna is a home for local brujas, artists, pagans, and queer people of color creatives. We host classes, workshops, and events on a weekly basis for the enrichment of our respective communities. Ojo de Fortuna is also the home and host of many local artists, witches, and groups. Fraternity of the Goddess Chicago Fortuna Temple holds a monthly open ritual for the community at Ojo de Fortuna. Welcome, my lovely Charlene. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Laura. I'm so excited to be on with you.
Thank you, and thank you.
Sorry.
Right? I am so excited about the whole thing. I promise you guys, Charlene, you know me a little bit more than Jason. My heart is jumping, and it won't stop, and I don't think it's going to stop until 8 o'clock. But, Jason, we were talking about you doing this for the local community here in Chicago for a while, and I love how you said, oh, I only been doing it for 5 years. 5 years is a lot. You do two a year, right?
Actually, I do four. I used to do drum jams as well on the equinoxes and solstices, but I eventually just decided to focus on the four, you know, seasonal events, you know, winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Wow, that is a whole lot of work. And how did you get inspired to start doing this?
Well, I've been in the festival scene, pagan festival and conscious festivals, for, you know, 25 years or so. And You know, my, to me, my favorite, my spiritual experience is being around the fire, playing drums and connecting with other drummers, dancers, and musicians. And so I wanted to bring that to Chicago. I was involved with a band in Cincinnati in the festival scene where we would improvise drumming and guitars and things like this to live belly dancing. And there was definitely a something missing in the Chicago scene where there were lots of belly dance events and there were lots of music or drum events, but I wanted to bring together the live music with the dancing. And so I started doing that. And then a few years ago, I started to add another element to the event that also had belly dancers doing their own routines to previously recorded music like they would at other shows too. So I kind of expanded and made it, it gave us more areas to connect with people. Mm-hmm. We also have healers and vendors, and we always have a drum jam. And if we're outside, we have, we have a fire going. So yeah, it's a great time.
And Jason, I know you've brought other acts here to Chicago before. Not only Wendy, you brought Wendy before, but you have brought other artists to Chicago. Can you tell us a little bit about who has been on Tribal Stomp in the past?
Well, we've had, went down a list of my favorites in the Pagan Festival scene. And Wendy was always at the top of the list, but scheduling, didn't work out until now. But I've had Suge, I've had S.J. Tucker, and Renee Jansky. I've had Twatha Dea. I've had Burning Sage. I just had Ginger Doss and Linda Millard, two of my favorite people in the world. And that's just, and that's just that sort of one area. I've also have, I've had bands who were, not as well known on the national circuit, but, and not just Pagan. I've had samba bands. I've had African drumming groups. I've had Indian ball music. I've had a whole wide range and variety of acts that, have a, sort of a international vibe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And of course, Wendy is on top of your list, is on top of my list as well. And this is very serendipitous because people who don't know, I want to share a little bit of how this all happened, this very show, how it got started. Because Jason and I saw each other at Pagan Pride. And for some reason, I started talking about Wendy Rule, or you did, or who, I don't know how it happened. And then that's when you share with me that she might be coming to Chicago. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I want to interview her, and I want to have you all together on the show. And, of course, I know the whole process, but people don't know the process of how you all got together. So can you talk a little bit about that, Charlene?
Oh, well, we were so excited to get the opportunity to host Tribal Stomp because we know that Tribal Stomp has had a home for the last few years. And we actually, as Quema la Bruja, before we even had the space, Ojo de Fortuna, we participated as vendors at Tribal Stomp when we were first starting out about 2 years ago. And it was really great because it was one of the first events where we had seen such a wide variety of diversity of cultures and cultural practices in different faiths all in one place. And it was really interesting to us witnessing kind of where everyone had their own space to showcase their own individual, I don't know how to explain it, but their own individual performance, and it was just really interesting how at the end, everyone really just came together and it was a great learning experience to learn about different cultures. And the one connection was very much through drumming and dancing that we noticed. So that was something really neat for us when we were first starting out too. And then Jason reached out to us and let us know that he was looking for a space and he was hoping to work with Ojo, because Ojo's only been open, Ojo de Fortuna has only been open since June of 2019. And we host a lot of Bruja markets and a lot of things dedicated to the community of Pilsen where we are. So we thought that this would be, you know, something really interesting and different to bring to the community. So that's kind of how that came along. And then, I don't know, Jason, do you want to talk a little bit about bringing Tribal Stomp over to Ojo?
Well, sure. As you mentioned, we have a home at Mankind Project, and they're undergoing renovations. I just saw this as a great opportunity to do a different kind of event and, you know, partner with all of you and you know, really, you know, solidify a strong connection between our communities. And part of that, I mean, you know, as I said, I've talked to Wendy for years about this, and we go way back, and I you know, I've known her for many years, and I've been really lucky to share a stage with her and play with her a few times. We used to play up at the New York Fairy Fest about 10 years ago. And being aware of her new album, which you'll talk about tonight, and I just had this sort of flash in my mind of how I wanted to, because part of the thing it has to do with when I create shows like this and curate lineups is, you know, who would match well with whom. And so I know these three women from downstate who from the tribal fusion, or now it's transnational fusion, belly dance scene, who dance to heavy metal music and have a very dark aesthetic, very, you know, kind of goth, and they're great women. And now Wendy's, of course, not heavy metal, but she definitely has, you know, as you know, a dark, gothy, witchy vibe. And I thought, these three women are the triple goddess. You know, they're Hecate, Demeter, Persephone. It would be amazing if I could get them to embody those songs on Wendy's new album and create a just, you know, once-in-a-lifetime performance, bringing all these elements together. And so this has to happen. So I did everything I could to, you know, make the schedule work and, you know, get everybody in contact and get everybody to sign on. And it looks like it's going to happen.
That is awesome. And, of course, I have to say it, you know, because when you brought Wendy on 2015, she played on NICAP, and I was working there. And then this time she's coming back and she's going to be at Ojo. And I'm like, I cannot get more fortunate than that. God is.
Yeah, there's a Pilsen Wendy connection.
Yeah. And you know, I'm her number one fan. So, of course, I had to fangirl and go crazy about her and all that. But what an amazing, amazing work she's done with this Persephone album. And before we go any further talking about the event, I want to present her because she's already on the line. And in order to do that, I'm going to put you guys on mute for a second. And just to tell you, Persephone, the new double album from Australian visionary songstress Wendy Rule, is a combination of over 12 years' work. And although drawing on Wendy's musical journey over the past two decades is unlike anything that she has done before, this beautifully evocative retelling of the ancient Greek myth of the goddess Persephone's descent into the underworld is almost like an opera designed to guide the listener through this ancient tale of the cycles of nature, with subtle textures that reference her early life as a jazz singer in her hometown of Melbourne, and the trademark dark gothic soundscapes and soaring vocals of her previous seven major albums. Persephone is an ambitious and unique 24-track journey throughout the realms of life, death, and human emotion. And I just cannot get enough of it. Wendy Rule, welcome tonight to Lunatic Mondays. How are you?
I'm really well, Laura. Can you hear me okay? I know we kind of had a last-minute little text thing.
Can you hear me now?
Perfectly
well. Yeah, I hear you perfectly. And I'm here chatting with Jason and with Charlene. And I'm just going to give the microphones back to them for a second so they can tell us details about this visit that you're having in Chicago. And then we're going to go full length to talk about Persephone. So Jason, you are the one with all the technical stuff. So tell us if you have a little bit of the lineup yet, who else is coming? And of course, where can we get tickets? And Charlene, tell us afterwards about Hood of Fortuna, driving accommodation, how to get there, etc. So go ahead, Jason.
Well, yes. First, hi, Wendy. it's great to hear from you. Well, the event is Saturday, February 8th, and there's several things happening before the actual main event. And first is Wendy's workshop at 1 p.m. on the myth of Persephone, and then after that at 5 p.m. there is a dance workshop that one of the dancers, Shyama, is offering that has to do with teaching the basics of metal fusion. And then we're opening doors at 6:30, and we're going to do something that we usually do a drum jam first, but for this one we decide we're going to put the performances first and do the drum jam later. So we're going to have, I think around 7 o'clock, we're going to have an opening ceremony. And actually, I'm looking at the website right now. We have an opening ceremony with a local Tulsa area Aztec dance group. And I am probably going to butcher this name, so maybe Charlene can help me out with that.
I can help you out with it, no problem.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about that, too, with us, with Ojo de Fortuna being in the neighborhood of Pilsen. Pilsen, if our listeners have not been there, if you haven't been to the Pilsen neighborhood, Pilsen is a very vibrant, amazing neighborhood that has very close ties to our culture, our own cultural roots, and the folks that live there have very close ties to their ancestral practices and to their indigenous practices as well. So that's something with hosting the event at Ojo de Fortuna and in Pilsen. We really wanted to bring in vendors and some performers that are local to the area that have ties to their ancestral practices. So the opening ceremony is something that the Danza Azteca group does, which is the Aztec dance. And their name is Nahui Olin. I believe it's Wewe Coyoto. And it's Nahui Danza Azteca. You got it.
Let me help you. Nahui Olin Wewayoto.
Thank you.
So they have
very generously offered to host an opening ceremony as well as they'll be integrated throughout the event as well. So that's something I'm really looking forward to because I know that, the thing about Tribal Stomp is that we do bring so many different types of folks together. So it just means a lot to me that we're able to bring, locals in that have these deeply rooted, beautiful ancestral practices that they'll be able to share with us as well. So Jason, you can keep on going down the lineup if you want.
Oh, sure. Then we'll have the opening ceremony, and there'll be the Aztec dance performance, and then we'll have the belly dance showcase, and the name of the trio from downstate is the Stygian Sisters, consisting of the three women who will play the parts during Wendy's bit, but they'll be doing their own solo pieces as well. Dancers are Nyx, Shyama, and Casper. And then we'll have, I believe, two other local dancers, Leisha and Vivian, will be doing some Middle Eastern dance and some kind of arabesque and burlesque type dance routines. And then we're gonna have Wendy, and that's gonna be an amazing night. And then afterwards we're gonna end with a big drum jam.
I am in awe, and I cannot wait until we all get together for this event, and it's gonna be fantastic. And of course, the crown jewel, Wendy Rule, with this album and the workshop. So for folks that are in the area or folks that are, Wisconsin, Indiana, we are very centric. We are right in the heart of Chicago and Pilsen, and public transportation is very easy to get there. Come early so you can find parking. And, of course, we're looking forward to connect with you, Jason and Charlene. And we thank you very much for being here on the show tonight. Anything else that I haven't comment on that you want to comment real quickly, because we have Wendy already waiting on the line.
Okay.
Yes, to get tickets for the workshops and for the event, just go to tribalstompchicago.com, and you can find everything there.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you so much, Jason. And Charlene, go ahead.
And if you're looking to make your way over to Ojo de Fortuna, that's 2024 South Ashland Avenue. That is on the corner of 21st Street and Ashland, and that's in Tilson. You can also find us on Facebook or Instagram if you need directions.
Thank you so much to both of you, Jason and Charlene. You're all welcome to stay and listen to the show, of course. But now I'm going to dedicate, of course, my time to you, Wendy. I am in awe. I cannot believe you're coming to Chicago again. I am so very happy to be able to see you for the second time, and hopefully many other times here in Chicago. But it's been a while. I haven't seen you in like 4 or 5 years, and we haven't done radio in a couple of years. So tell me how you've been. First of all, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm good, actually. Yeah, I'm all cozy here in Santa Fe. It's been a really lovely day. I went for a hike this morning. I'm kind of, I guess, recovering in a way from like a pretty epic Australian tour. I just got back the day after Christmas, and so I've been home a couple of weeks. But yeah, that was kind of the end of a massive year of touring for the Persephone album. So I'm putting my focus now onto my next creative stuff, which I'll talk about in a moment. But overall, I'm good. Yeah, I'm happy.
And we're happy to have you here. And man, that album, it really is, as you said on your biography, it really is like nothing else you've ever done before. And I love that you don't like to categorize your music. However, this is truly a masterpiece. And I don't want to say that this is your best, because you're probably going to surprise us with something even more epic in the future. But this was amazing. So I'm going to ask you the silly question. What inspired you?
It's a big story, really. I mean, I think part of it is I'm just really connected to energies of the underworld, and that might be because I'm born a Scorpio, or I don't know what it is, but I love mythology, I love story, and this particular story has just captured me for a really long time, for decades and decades. It turns up in songs from some of my earlier albums, and I love working thematically anyway. Like, lots of my albums have more covert themes, like say my first album Zero. As I was motivating myself to write, not really knowing what I was doing, I chose to write a song for each card of the major arcana in the tarot. And so there is a kind of theme running through it. Or on my, fourth album, The Lotus Eaters, I themed that loosely around the myth of the Odyssey. So I really do like having a central theme. Or even Black Snake, my one before Persephone, was about death and rebirth, just for a change, haha. But Persephone, I wanted to actually really dive very specifically into a myth and extend beyond my own personal stories, take it out to the more universal, which I think myth does anyway. While in my previous albums I've been referencing myth, but it would always come back to my own thing. But this time I wanted to really just embody the myth on a more universal and more general level, while still accessing all my own personal journey over these years of connecting with the myth and with, you know, years of doing ritual, being a witch, etc. So yeah, I guess what inspired me really was the myth itself. It's incredible.
And of course, needless to say, and you know, I know you know this, I'm your number one fan. I will always say it, and I'm not ashamed. I fangirl on you like crazy.
Thank you.
But the cycles of nature and the ending and the beginning and the darkness and the light that is embraced by witches, it's so inspiring, and I think that's why your music touches our hearts so deeply. And we are thankful that this is what inspired you, because this album is really a whole journey into places that you've never taken us before, places that are old, because you've done similar music, whereas in Looking for Death and Rebirth, but this is totally new. The concept is very operatic, and that is amazing. Tell us about it.
Well, I guess one of the big things that's really different in this album is I'm not really singing in as me, as Wendy. I'm really embodying the energies of the three goddesses whose voices I sing in. So there's the mother goddess Demeter, there's the wonderful goddess Hecate, the ancient goddess of thresholds, and then there's Cori, the maiden who transforms into Persephone. So that alone takes us to a different place, because I'm tapping into something that, is just so ancient, has been honored in so many different ways across millennia, and this is really just my take on it. So I feel a great sense of responsibility and duty to the myth itself. I kept deferring to, this is what this needs, and it became, you know, much bigger than me. And even involving a lot of people, like I have a chorus of five different women from around the world singing and acting as a Greek chorus, is kind of, again, a reminder that, it's not just my voice on the album, but this is something that's really universal. I'm really kind of, in this way, acting as a conduit for the myth and bringing it into a contemporary context that, I hope people can access and find value in the myth through it, through this particular way.
I think we will. I have used the album as a personal meditation journey when I've had it. So a little anecdote, Wendy, all your albums that I have, is I bought them from you in person when I was fortunate enough to see you in 2015. You signed them all up, and I was very fortunate. But this one, of course, I have to order online, and it got lost. And it took...
It got lost.
I have to call and say, but they replace it, so no worries, they replace it. But then I had to wait a little longer for it, for them to send it back again. So, of course, when I had it, believe it or not, what I did is I poured me a little rum and Coke, and I sat in front of the computer, and I was admiring the whole art on the pages and the booklet, and then I was listening to all of it. And then what a beautiful surprise to hear you sing in Greek. So I have to ask, do you speak Greek, or is this something you had to learn for the album?
Milau liko. I speak a little. I only went to Greece for the first time in 2014. Like, the album was kind of stalling. I knew that it needed something to take it up to the next level, and I thought, I have to go to Greece and go to the sacred temples and pay my respects. And, that's when it really started coming into its own. And when I first went to Greece, I just instantly fell in love with the place, and I began learning Greek. And so now I really am a very dedicated student. And getting good enough to be able to, it's still very limited. It's a tricky album, but a tricky language. But I did want to sing Hecate's parts in Greek, because I wanted to put it in the context of place, like actually honor Greece itself, sing it in modern Greek, because this has a relevance as a modern story, not just an ancient story. I wanted to have it in a living language, but also to add a sense of kind of mystery to Hecate, the great, wise crone goddess, to add a sense of mystery so that non-Greek speakers, when they're hearing me sing in Greek, and I always have a whispering in English going along at the same time, so you know what I'm saying, have a sense of like, oh, this is weird, this is disconcerting and strangely beautiful, but I don't get it. And I think that's kind of what Hecate is like. And then I think people who do speak Greek and understand what I'm singing will have a different experience that also adds a mystery to it, like, oh my God, she's singing Greek, this is really weird. And it will open up that that magic of Hecate for them in a different way. So, yeah. So, but I tell you what, I'm a very, very dedicated student. I went to an island called Ikaria for 2 weeks last year in September, and because I've been mainly teaching myself, and then I thought I've got to up my game. So I did a 2-week language intensive in Ikaria in September, and I'm going back again in May for another 2 weeks, and pretty much studying every day. I guess I don't speak any other languages, and I just feel like, wow, it's about time I got my act together. I'd really like to be bilingual. And why not Greek? It's such a weird language to learn, because it's like, yeah, I live
just
here.
Just so you
in,
know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
You go ahead.
I was going to say, just so you know, from Greek to Spanish is hope is skipping a jump.
Is
you
it
know,
really?
Greek. Spanish, for some people don't know, but Spanish, the Spanish language that we speak now, comes from a marriage between Latin and Greek. And
there
is a whole lot of words that we borrow from all Latin, that is the dead language, but we also borrow a lot from Greek. So for Spanish-speaking people, it's very easy to learn the words in Greek because some of them are already in our language. But the pronunciation is, unlike English, what you see the vowels out sound like what they are written. The phonetics don't change. So to hear you speak in Greek for me is a treat. And although I don't understand exactly, I appreciate that the booklet says exactly what you're saying. But from there to Spanish, you are like one neighborhood away. Just wink, wink. Just so you know.
That's really cool because,
awesome.
You know, the sensible thing for me to be doing would be learning Spanish because I live in New Mexico, you know, which – half the people here, Spanish is their first language. And but I want to get a little bit better at Greek before I start adding in another language. But I think next year, I'll maybe this year, I'll begin at least dipping my toes into Spanish. That's the next on the list, that's for sure.
All in due time, but I promise you what, between you and my other dear friend and singer, you know her, Celia Farren, I will have you all singing in Spanish.
I hope
because
so.
Because the Spanish following that you have on the Spanish-speaking pagan community is huge. And we used to play your music and Celia's music on the Pagan Sonata en Español back in the day when we had this podcast 7 years ago. And, you do have listeners in Argentina and Brazil and Spain and Mexico. But speaking of Greek, I really want to hear, tease people a little and listen to this song, The Wheel Will Turn. Can you tell us a little bit about where in the album is this song and what is it about?
Okay, so it's track 3 and it's the first time we hear Hecate. So what's happened is track 1 is called The Harvest, and that's where we meet Demeter, and she's the beautiful mother goddess, and she's there in her golden field of grain, being all lovely, and her daughter Cori is off in the distance picking flowers, and Demeter thinks, well, this is all just lovely. This is how it's always been. I'm the mummy, and she's my daughter, and this is how it should always stay. But that's, of course, not how nature works. And so Hecate comes in really in a way as the voice of nature, as the indication that nature is never static. It's always in a state of change. And in a way, how I honor Hecate on the album is a little different than the traditional telling of the myth. In a way, I expand her role to kind of be that wise voice of nature, kind of guiding the action. And so she sings The Wheel Will Turn, which in Greek is O trochos tha girisi. And really what she's saying is, hey, Demeter, that's all very well and good that you want things to stay the same, but that's not how nature works. The wheel will turn. That's just how it goes. So she's kind of gearing herself up for what happens next in the story where everything changes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. I'm here now. Of course, my jaw is on the floor. I'm gonna put you on mute for a couple of minutes, and we're gonna listen to this beautiful track from the album Persephone. This is Wendy Rule with "The Wheel Will Turn." Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more here on Lunatic Monday. And we're back here live on Lunatic Mondays. Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcasts, the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts. And tonight we are chatting with Wendy Rule because she's coming to Chicago. But before we continue chatting with Wendy, let me tell you that by the end of January, on January 27th, we will have an interview with Jamie Della. She is the author of the Book of Spells, and she's going to be here with us on Lunatic Mondays talking precisely about her book. And there are other shows here on Circle Sanctuary Radio Network, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast that you can listen, of course. You can listen to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. You can listen to Nature Mystic on Wednesdays with Selena Fox. You can listen to Paganos del Mundo with various pagans of the world in Spanish and Portuguese on Saturday evenings. Two Thursdays a month, you can listen to Moon Magic with David and Janet Ewen. And of course, on two Tuesdays a month, you can listen to Circle Talk with Deborah Rose here on CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. So please join us on Facebook. We are CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. You can find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, Evox, and more, and obviously on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find also pages for Lunatic Mondays and Paganos del Mundo if you think is on leave your paganism in Spanish or Portuguese. There you have a whole bunch of resources. But we're back here with Wendy Rule. Wendy, of course, you will be here in Chicago on February 8th at the Tribal Stump. And you are going to be offering a workshop. And I know you teach online, that you teach paganism, and I'm not sure if it's Wicca as well, right?
Not really Wicca. I think I'm a bit too loose
improvisational to be calling myself Wicca. Definitely paganism and my own branch of witchcraft, really, which is very, very much based in nature and the cycles of nature. Yeah, I used to run like an online school called Living a Life of Magic, but now really I do all of my teaching via my Full Moon Magic concerts every month, which I do online through my Patreon page. And yeah, and I, you know, provide booklets that go along with each of that. So it's sort of like based on astrology, mythology, witchcraft, ritual. And of course, you know, I choose a whole heap of songs from my repertoire and theme each concert around the astrological sign of the moon. So I kind of offer my teachings in that way these days, as well as doing lots of workshops around the world. And yeah, and I'm bringing my Persephone one to Chicago. So I'm super excited about that. It's, yeah, it's a 3-hour workshop and I go through the entire myth and every song by performing each song on the album or, you know, kind of presenting it and talking about it, but in a ritual setting. So we go really go deep together and explore what is our relationship with the underworld? What is our relationship with Earth as goddess? What is our own experiences of death and rebirth in our lives? And it's very very healing and very deep and deeply ritualistic and enjoyable too. But, you know, it's a big myth and it touches on lots of shadow stuff that our societies, you know, tends to shy away from. So I dive right in there with my, you know, Scorpio hat very firmly on and go, let's journey into some of these darker places. And it's really powerful.
You know, Wendy, me being Mexican, of course, when we talk about underworld, death, dying, and the cycles of life, we, the Mexicans, are very familiar. We're very passionate about the cycles and we embrace them very much. And I have noticed living in Chicago for the last 21 years that people from the United States are not as willing and open to be into this culture of death and rebirth. How is that culture in your native Melbourne? Is it different? Is this like in America?
I think it's a bit of a situation with all the mainstream Western, you know, countries that USA, England, Australia, all that, that there's a bit of a that death isn't really ritualized very well. Funerals are very restrictive and you don't really witness people grieving. It's sort of like stiff upper lip, carry on. And you know, you compare that to traditions in lots of other European countries and maybe in your native Mexico too, where there's a really almost a deep recognition of the need to honor the processes of death through grieving properly, through honoring the dead ritualistically, like, you know, the Day of the Dead, and in our pagan tradition, Samhain, of actually ritualizing that rather than trying to smooth it all over and make it neat and nice. And the Persephone myth was exactly that. Like, it was ritualized for thousands of years. A procession from Athens to the ritual site of Eleusis, where initiates would go through a journey of death and rebirth that no one quite knows about because it was a secret. But there'd be this thing that death is a necessary part of life rather than this horror that's something alien to life. Death and life are completely intertwined. They're inseparable. And yeah, so in Australia, I don't know, I think I think there's a severance from a true connection and understanding and honouring of the power of death as well. I feel that it's, and we also don't, you know, when it, maybe a bit more now, but definitely when I was growing up, there wasn't even Halloween to kind of at least go, oh, let's celebrate these underworld energies, even if it's silly, even if it's dressing up as skeletons, it's still celebrating it, you know. Well, maybe there's a bit more of that now, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty restricted, yeah. And funerals tend to more often than not be pretty dull, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's quite important that we go back to this myths and to understand how mythology can help us grieve in moments where societies, as you say, you know, the stiff upper lip and just keep going. Like, no, we're supposed to recognize these cycles, and we're supposed to have this ritualistic observation of life changing. Of course, we cannot wait to have to be part of this workshop that you're going to do. I couldn't think of the word because I'm looking for the information. All the information for this workshop and the event and the concert, go to www.tribalstumpchicago.com/winter2020. And there you can also buy tickets for the workshop. I had already told everybody that I am unavailable on February 8th from 1 to 4 because I am going to be on the first row taking the workshop. Of course, we want to learn from you.
Good.
This is a great opportunity to have you here in Chicago and to learn from the workshop. But I also want to keep talking about the album. And I have a couple of songs that I ask you what you recommend. We have Elasius and we have The Ascent. And we also have Before and After Life program ready to go. But I will want you to take us a little bit into the journey because we had just gone through the wheel. So what will be the next one that you think is a good fit for our show tonight?
Okay. So do you reckon you'll have time for all three of those or no?
Of course.
Maybe? Okay.
We have all the time in the world.
So I guess, you know, it's very much kind of chronological, like the album works as a narrative. So I guess what people need to know after the wheel will turn is the wheel did turn, and Corey, the maiden, is abducted into the underworld by Hades, the god of the underworld, who's seen her and fallen in love. And the earth closes back over and she disappears, and Demeter doesn't know what has happened to her daughter and goes into a terrible grief. And after the initial shock, Persephone actually finds her feet and she finds her place in the underworld, and she willingly becomes queen of the underworld. And and so I guess that happens during the song, or where she really takes her crown and says, wow, this thing that could have made me, you know, could have limited me, has actually made me stronger. And that's sometimes what moving through trauma can be like, that she finds her strength in it and learns and grows. So I guess it'd be that song, Before and After Life, which is her on her throne celebrating her queenness, and Eleusis, the song that follows it, really a couple of songs later, is in the voice of Demeter, and that's her where she's after going into a terrible grief at the loss of her daughter, and all the land mirrors her grief, and it's the first winter. She then wanders and wanders and wanders and eventually reaches the town of Eleusis, and there the people are very kind to her and she regains hope in finding her daughter. So I guess that's a regaining hope song. And then The Ascent is the very final song on the album, track 24, and that's after when eventually Demeter does find out what's happened to her daughter, that her brother Hades abducted her with the help of her other brother Zeus. She demands her daughter's return and refuses to restore the earth to its bounty. And Zeus realizes something has to be done. So a deal is negotiated that Persephone will spend half her time in the underworld with Hades and half the time up on the surface. And that is the motivation, I guess, the reason why the seasons change, according to this myth. When Persephone's above ground, it's spring and summer, and then in autumn and winter, she's below ground. So The Ascent is Persephone's kind of reluctant return to surface, coming back again after this deep time down in the underworld with her lover and as queen, where she's very empowered, and I guess reluctantly coming back to surface to once again be the maiden picking flowers in the meadow. And I guess I say reluctant because even though it's a beautiful thing that's happening, I think that there is that when we know we're going through change and that we have to embrace that and shed a skin, it can be painful. And she also knows that there's going to be a sense of loss with that. Even though it's lovely and springtimey, she'll be moving away from a place of her power. So, Yeah, so that's the final song, The Ascent, and it takes us back really to the cycle of the beginning of the story, where once again she's up there in the meadow with Demeter, her mum, and it starts all over again. So, yeah.
What a beautiful, beautiful way to tell the story, because we all know the story, but to hear it from your lips is just a wonderful thing, because the passion that you have about this myth, it can be felt on the way that you talk about it. So thank you so much for that. And I have thought of this. Why don't we listen to Before and After Life and then Elysius together? And then we come back and talk a little bit more about your visit and future plans that you have. And then okay. We close the show with The Ascent. And that will be a nice... all right. So I'm going to put you on mute. And we're going to listen to Wendy Rule, of course, from Persephone, Before and After Life, and then Elysius. Don't go anywhere.
Here I usher the souls that pass. Over the threshold go, over the threshold go, there to become the seed, bidding the flower to grow. All life into the dark goes, into the womb, the tomb, into the hunger, into the teeth falls, into the mouth crawls, into the cavern called, into the center. Life feeds, swallows its own tail, filling its belly full, full of its children. All life into the dark goes, into the womb, the tomb, into the hunger. Birth am I, and death am I, and woman am I, I am before and after life. hands to hide. No service too lowly. I wander many days and many nights, hide my face behind my eyes. I have found tenderness, I have found kindness, even so, it's still the same. The women gather round to soothe my sorrow, try to make me smile, remind me that life is more than pain.
We're back here on Lunatic Mondays with Wendy Rule, talking about her events here in Chicago. She's going to be here with us on Tribal Stomp, the Winter Tribal Stomp 2020, Dark Goddess Rising. Of course, there's going to be a plethora of artists, and there's going to be another workshop besides Wendy Rule, and there's going to be vendors and ceremonies and drumming and dancing, et cetera, et cetera. Jason and Charlene were telling us about it at the beginning of the show. And it's super easy. I just purchased my ticket for the workshop, let me tell you. And it's super easy. Just 1, 2, 3, and you get your ticket. www.tribalstompchicago.com/winter2020. Wendy, what a beautiful piece of art this album is. I cannot tell you enough times. We're really looking forward to see you February 8th. And
thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about all the art and all the people that was involved in creating this album.
Oh, wow. Well, there are lots of amazing people. The visual art on the album, visual art's always been really important to me with all of my albums. I go to a lot of trouble getting appropriate photos and artwork and stuff, but this one just really amped it up to another level. I commissioned a painting for the front cover, which... was one of my friends in Santa Fe, Vicky Teague Cooper, and she did all the graphic design as well. And then she got one of her friends on board, who is a very famous photographer in New Mexico called Karen Kuhn. And Karen really got behind the project and cut me an amazing deal and did the three photos of me as the three goddesses. So it was pretty amazing. And so, yeah, we put together a really lush package with the double CD, and it's also available on vinyl. You can, there's a whole heap of Persephone info on my website too, where people can just go straight there to order the CD if they're interested. Yeah, it's on vinyl or download or CD, and yeah, it's double vinyl. And both the CD and vinyl have the full lyrics. The CD has a 24-page lyric booklet. The vinyl has two beautiful, you know, inner sleeves with all the lyrics. And so, yeah, absolutely went all out. And musicians, there's you heard that last song that featured my friend Rachel Samuel on cello. And the cello kind of acts as like a second voice of Demeter on the album. Then lots of other musicians, the five chorus singers. My husband, Tim, he wrote the song for Hades. And he helped co-produce the album. And then my friend Elisa Goodrich in Australia, she is really the one of the main musicians on the album. She plays all the percussion, which you heard in The Wheel Will Turn, and also the vibraphone and marimba. And I really began the project with her years and years and years ago, and then kind of took it off in my own direction. But yeah, amazing, incredible people who helped pull this album together. I'm so grateful.
Wendy, please remind us of your website and also of your Patreon so people can take these courses and classes and get your newsletter and all of that.
Awesome. Yeah. So my website's easy. It's just Wendy Rule. That's R-U-L-E, wendyrule.com. And then there's links at the bottom of every page. There's on my website, there's a link to my Patreon page. And the thing that I do on Patreon is every full moon, I do a full moon magic concert. And you can watch them from as little as $1 a month. And so you just sign up, super easy, and you get a 1 hour concert every month. And then there's different tiers that include things like my booklets that go along with the concerts and take you right into the mythology and energy of each of the astrological signs that the full moon is in. And so that's, you can go find that on my website, or you can go straight to Patreon, patreon.com/Wendy Rule, and you'll find that. And yeah, it's heaps of fun. And yeah, you can sign up for $1. So, what else? Well, you can find most things out there. All my albums and stuff are on my website. Oh, and finally, just like yesterday, my Persephone album finally turned up on Spotify after I sent it in like a year ago. And I'm thinking, why isn't it there? And I contacted them, and anyway, it got sorted out. So if you're a Spotify person, listen to it. And I know there's some algorithmic thing that I can't get my head around, but somehow I think it's good if you do that. But even better for me, if you actually purchase the album and support independent music, all that stuff, you know.
Of course. And then no, because I'm her number one fan or anything like that, but I am truly telling you, folks, the art, if you like art, the art on the album, not only her voice, of course, the music, everything, but the visuals and even the texture of the sleeves of the CD.
Yeah.
Everything is beautiful, is worth every penny. And you deserve to give yourself this album because it is gold and it is beautiful. So, Wendy, I was just looking at the album and I was thinking, where am I going to ask Wendy to sign this album? I'm not sure where am I going to ask you to sign because...
Oh, I have that sorted.
You know.
I do,
okay.
Because I always carry a silver pen because my artwork always ends up being black, you know. So
yep.
I've got, yeah. I'll either sign it on the very last page of the booklet inside on my photo where I'm Demeter on that one, or I sign it on the back cover.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you got... You know, you thought about it, of course. You have sounds that were hundreds of thousands of them. Thank you so much, Wendy Rule. We really are looking forward to see you on February 8th. For those who haven't heard the whole thing, Winter Tribal Storm 2020 here in Chicago, the heart of Chicago, Pilsen, Dark Goddess Rising. It all will happen at Ojo de Fortuna, 2024 South Ashland Avenue. You can find Ojo de Fortuna both on Facebook and Instagram. You can find Tribal Stomp on the web and also on Facebook as well. And you can go to the website, www.tribalstompchicago.com, to find information and tickets, et cetera. Thank you so much to Charlene and Jason for being here at the beginning of the show, telling us all about all the other artists and magnificent people that will be part of this Tribal Stomp. And Wendy Rule, as always, thank you so much for being on this show. And thank you for coming to Chicago.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Thanks again.
And I leave you the microphones to say goodbye to your audience now.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Wishing you a wonderful 2020. I think it's going to be an amazing year of change. And hoping to see some of you in Chicago. And if not, check out my website. Just go to the events page on my website. I've got gigs all over the place, loads of great festivals throughout the US in 2020. And so hopefully our paths will cross. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we're going to say goodbye tonight to everyone with this, the last song of the Persephone album called The Ascent, obviously with Wendy Rule. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, everybody. Never forget that you are loved. Bye-bye.
Six for the
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.